Welcome to another episode of Elevated Insights. I am Dr. Mark Ernst. I'm the superintendent of Tooele County School District. And this is a pretty special episode today. You may notice a little bit of difference in our audio. I don't know. It might be sound a little bit better. Maybe, probably not worse. But we are recording right now in the KSL studios in downtown Salt Lake. And our guest today, Abby Cox, First Lady of the State of Utah, and Charlie Roberts, who's our unified swim coach at Tooele High School. So Abby and Charlie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you. Abby, you're probably the most high-profile guest we've ever had. but I don't know. We've had some pretty good students that they're probably, you're in the running there with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I've come far below the students, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And they would tell you that as well. You know? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Who's Abby Cox? I don't even know who that is.
Nobody knows who that is.
Yeah. So we're going to talk today a little bit about First Lady Abby Cox and her background. And Charlie, we're going to talk about your background as well a little bit. You're kind of a big deal in Tooele in unified sports, which is alive and well and doing really good at all of our schools. So Abby, let's start with you. And I know a lot of people probably know a little bit about you. And you have always had kind of a love for special education, and talk to us a little bit about special education, how you got into that, and then I'll let you segue into unified sports and how that's kind of become a passion of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm always excited to talk about special education and Special Olympics because it's just so dear to my heart. When I was a kid, and you know, this will date me, we all have our times, but I went to Mount Pleasant Elementary in Sanpete County, and I was in second grade when a few students actually came back to the regular classrooms.
Okay.
And prior to that, when there was laws passed that mandated that kids with disabilities had to come back to the regular schools, they were not, which is so crazy to think about. But they were being bused to special places by themselves and were not allowed in the regular classrooms. When I was in second grade, the law passed IDEA and things were moved. And so they came back to the classroom. So I had three kids that had Down syndrome. Mount Pleasant sort of was the hub for some of the other kids around the county that would come to our classrooms. So there were three kids with Down syndrome that came back to my class and were part of my school. And so I grew up all through elementary, and two of those kids were actually in my congregation at church. They were very much, it's a small community, so it was very much a part of the community, and were dear family friends with both families. And so they were part of my life. They were my friends. And went through all of high school with them, actually graduated with two of them. One moved away during my middle school time, but so these were just kids that were part of my life. So when I went to decide what to study in school, my mom was an educator, my grandma was an educator. And I just knew I wanted to go into education. And because of the experiences I had with my friends, I wanted to go into special education. So I graduated from special education at Utah State, did a student taught here in Utah, in Cache Valley, I did a dual emphasis in early childhood and severe. And so my other placement actually ended up being in Virginia because my husband went to law school in Virginia. So we moved and I did my second placement in Virginia. It was a great experience, a very innovative way to do special education where kids really were not in a classroom. I didn't even have a classroom. I had a caseload. So I really was providing special education services, not a place, it really was a service. Right. And so that's where I just really fell in love with the idea of just full inclusion and getting kids involved in every aspect. So it's just been a love of mine since then. And I just have a joy when I'm around my friends with disabilities.
Yeah, that's great. And that's kind of led you to take part in unified sports. And so how did this all come about?
Yeah, so I, you know, when you become, you know, as a stay-at-home mom for all these years, and then I be, when my husband was elected, we, you know, I really had to think, and I was kind of at the point in my life where, you know, my kids were mostly grown. I still have one left at home, but I mean, I'm at the stage in my life where I really could get involved in a big way. And I went to my friend, Tammy Pfeiffer, who at the time was Governor Herbert's education advisor. And I said, Tammy, I don't know what to do. As nobody gives you a script. Nobody gives you a playbook
how to be the first lady.
So I thought, I knew I wanted to do something in education, specifically special education. That's where my heart is. And I said to Tammy, what do I do? What holes are out there? What, you know, what could an initiative look like? And she said, you know, you really ought to get involved in unified sports. And I said, tell me more. I don't know enough about this. Yeah. You know, I've been in a hole in my...
You've been raising
with
kids.
My kids. Yeah. And I said, what is it? I hadn't seen it in our area. And I said, what is this? And she said, you know, it is where kids with and without disabilities play on the same teams together. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's Special Olympics is doing great work in this area, really connecting children and building out empathy and connection. So it really fit into what I was seeing and what I wanted to do as an initiative, which is really, you know, this umbrella initiative of Show Up, which is, you know, create empathy, connection, community. Because I saw that coming out of the pandemic and through our election, that it was just nasty and terrible. And people were saying so many, you know, they were modeling such horrific behavior. And I was so disheartened by that I thought I wanted to create something. And this is just absolutely where I thought we should start. We should start with unified sports, because that's bringing people together. It's bringing communities together. It's bringing schools and kids are connecting with each other. So that's how it started. Ended up getting, you know, connected with Tim Shriver through Tammy, and now she actually works with him on the Dignity Index and the Call to Unite Foundation, and they're doing amazing work. But it really does stem out, and he's still the chair of Special Olympics, and it's just been a joy to participate in.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I've seen unified sports in Tooele County School District grow from, I think we started with two schools just doing soccer.
Yep.
Now we have three schools doing multiple sports. Which impacts, I don't know how many students, but a lot of students as far as on the field, and then even more students when we introduce our unified teams to the student body through pep rallies and all that other fun stuff. And Charlie, you're currently the coach of Tooele High's swim team.
Assistant coach.
Okay, yeah, we'll give credit where credit's due. Who's the head coach?
Holly Tate.
Oh, Holly Tate. Okay, all right, so... Now, Charlie, but you have a little bit of a background. So talk to me a little bit about your background in swimming in Tooele High, because this is important to know.
Sure. My brother coached for a mere 49 years.
Yeah, just a small amount of time.
And his first year coaching, I try to clarify this to people, who's the older and who's the younger. But his first year coaching is my first year swimming. And this was pre-Title IX,
so we
didn't have girls. And we had the pool to ourselves, and so I swam, and then I later was the sports editor, or I was the editor of the Tooele Transcript and covered sports, you know, just part of the deal. And so swimming has always had a soft spot in my heart, because you can see yourself improve.
Okay.
You know, what you put in, you'll get out. Yeah. You make lifelong friends. You, at Tooele, you become part of a winning tradition, and I'm not aware of any negatives that come from swimming, other than you get chlorinated and green hair and things like that. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hair's overrated.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. But last February 23 at the state meet, they had some heats with the unified kids. And I could just see Steve Marcin, who's at the Activity Association, saw his fingerprints all over it. I went up and said, what's this all about? And he threw out a few things. And about a month later, I got a call from Robin Peterson, who's also with the Activity Association. And she says, we need some officials at our Special Olympics meet. And I go, I'm not going to DQ a kid that's trying his best, but I'll help. And so I went down there, and it was at Lehigh, and it was packed with kids, parents, coaches, and friends. And I looked on the sign on the wall, and there's a little 8.5 by 11 sign. It said Twilla Giants, scribbled in magic marker. And I go, we got this going on in Twilla? So I chased down the coach and started working with those kids and helped them prepare for the region and state meets. So, and it's something that gets in your blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something that gets in your blood.
So how, this is what I've been told, that it's kind of given you like a breath of fresh air, a second life, so to speak, this coaching the Unified. So talk a little about that.
Absolutely. These kids start at square one. They learn how to push off the bank. They learn how to breathe. You can begin teaching their individual sports, and they do the best that they can, which is plenty good enough. And then I start thinking, wow, if you're in track, there is no end in sight, and the other sports. But the most important thing is the kids uniting with the kids on the swim team and learning where those kids that may not have limited capacities physically or mentally, see them unite with these kids and become their friends and learn to, they don't have to learn to love them, they just love them.
Yeah.
And it's been a great experience for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Abby, I know that you've had the opportunity to witness a lot of different competitions through Unified Sports. What are some of the things that when you attend these events, what stands out to you that one of those things that just stays in your mind that when you think you need something to think about Unified, what comes to your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many experiences. We talked earlier, we went to the USA Games in Disney World, Florida with our Twilla soccer team and our Wasatch High School basketball team. And I'm telling you, you think Disneyland's fun? Try doing Disneyland with all the Special Olympics athletes. It's like there was not enough inside my body to contain the joy.
Disney doesn't have a corner on the happiest place on earth market, right? It was over there.
I mean, it was just unbelievably beautiful. But, you know, there were so many moments that I could point to. One night, you know, this basketball athlete that was, he was Colin, and he had collected all the states on his lanyard, all the pins for the states, but one.
Yeah.
He needed Oklahoma. And so we were on a mission to find Oklahoma. And we were walking into the soccer tournament to go watch our Twilla team play. And all of a sudden, just faintly, we heard this cheer. They were cheering Oklahoma, like, go Oklahoma, you know. And all of a sudden, we're like, hold on. We ran over there. We're like, I'm sorry, I know you're in the middle of a game. We need a pin. And there's a picture. I handed him that pin, and just sheer joy. And watching that team play, watching both teams play, there's just nothing more beautiful. And then, you know, you and I talked earlier about, you know, the stories of seeing parents, both parents of kids with disabilities and you know, also parents. I had a parent tell me one time of a partner athlete, said, you know, he's a great athlete. He had a really terrible injury, and he couldn't play, and he was depressed, and he was having all kinds of mental health issues, and he was so inward focused and woe is me, and he started playing Unified Sports, and she said, I'm telling you, he's a different kid.
Yeah,
this kid looked outside of himself. He started focusing on somebody that was finding joy in their circumstances. And it's just a testament to me that when this is exactly what our students need right now. It's what all of our students need. Every student, every human, that includes all of us, need love and belonging.
Yeah.
They need to belong. And so whether it's a student that has IDD and who has struggled and who has been made fun of or has not been accepted and not been included, all of a sudden finds a friend through Unified Sports, or whether it's somebody that, you know, got cut. I mean, I got cut from a team. It hurts.
Yeah, not a fun day.
You have like, wait a minute, I'm an athlete. Hey, what the heck? And all of a sudden, you know, if it's that kid that is struggling, I've been that kid.
Yeah.
And could they have this moment where, you know, that is so insignificant when it comes to looking at what really matters.
Yeah.
And that love and friendship and belonging and connection is really what matters. And that's what I love about Unified.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. I remember one time I was at a Unified soccer game and we had this kid playing. I can see him perfectly. I can't remember his name, but he was as big as a door. And so, of course, on the soccer field, you're going to be the goalie then.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big kid, but he was a gentle giant. And so they stuck him in goal. Unfortunately, I think he took a ball to the head or face or something, and he just couldn't handle that. He had to go out and contain himself. But as soon as they were ready, they wanted him back in because he was hard to get the ball by, you know. But for him, when he went into the game, all the kids on our team just loved it, and the kids on the other team, they were like, "Oh no, how are we going to get the ball back?" And he just became the hero, and it was so great for him to. Because he's not the hero every day.
Yeah.
But for Unified Soccer, man, he was the hero.
And every kid deserves that. Every kid deserves to be the hero somewhere.
Yep.
At some point.
Exactly right.
I was just going to say, on our little team, we have Connor, who's has cerebral palsy and spends most of his time in a wheelchair. And to see him, and he loves sports. He loves football. He loves soccer. He just loves it. And to see him to be able to be part of a team and to participate and be a true member of that team is just wonderful. It's great for him. It's great for the kids involved.
Yeah. And so, Charlie, for maybe some of our listeners who don't fully understand exactly how Unified works, kind of give us a rundown of what happens for swimming maybe when a kid tries out for the team and they go to a meet.
Well, we don't even have tryouts. If they're willing to put in the time and effort, they're on the team. And what we did this year, and it's new ground at our swim meets, we'd have them swim a 25-yard race. And it's just marvelous. They do the best they can. They have, in some instances, they have other students helping them. And it's just a wonderful experience. And so that you teach them the same basic skills as you would anything else. Nothing's different. And they do the best that they can.
Yeah,
and it's great.
That's great.
And it's great. And it has some benefits. I know with we have Sabine, who unfortunately was a victim of a shaken baby. And, you know, so she lost the use of the nerves in her neck and has a hard time seeing and is also in a wheelchair. And halfway through the season, her mom says, you know, her digestive system is so much better now, and it's strictly because of swimming.
Wow.
And that's, you know, we didn't do it so because of those reasons. And then everything else. And last night we had our awards banquet, and those kids were there on the inaugural team. They got special medals for that and were recognized for their efforts.
Yeah,
that's great. And Abby, correct me if I'm wrong. I think like with basketball, you know, there has to be a certain number of partner athletes and certain number of our Unified kids. Same with soccer, I think.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's 3-2. So if you've got a team of five, it's three Special Olympics athletes to two partner athletes. And so I think it's similar to soccer. So, I mean, really, if you think about it, people are always like, well, you know, in these rural schools or these smaller schools, well, we don't maybe have enough. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I promise you do.
Yeah.
Because really, what do you need? Three kids,
yeah. So
you just make it work.
Yeah, figure it out.
I mean, there's plenty of excuses.
Yeah, and I know in Tooele, there and in a lot of these schools that have had these programs and people are really excited about the programs and that are, you know, Unified Champion Banner schools. I mean, the wait list for peer athletes is really long.
It is. Yeah, it is
because
hard to be one
people,
of those athletes.
These kids love it.
Love
they want to be a part of it. And, you know, you asked me, I thought of one other experience. You asked me about really powerful experiences. I had the opportunity to go to the international games in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
Last summer. And I was in the stadium that Hitler was in 1936.
Wow.
And to watch those delegations from all over the world walk in there where in 1936 they would have been murdered for having an intellectual disability.
Wow.
I mean, it was powerful.
Yeah, that gives me the chills.
It
wow.
was so cool. And we were watching them all come in. And then we watched Ukraine's team come in. They announced Ukraine and the entire stadium erupted.
Yeah.
Watching those athletes and what it took for them to be there.
That's remarkable.
It was really powerful. There's just nothing like it.
Great story. So, Abby, if a school wants to get involved in Unified Sports, what do they have to do?
Not much. It's pretty easy. Contact Special Olympics Utah if you don't have an organization in your school or your district. It really isn't much. And what we've found, you know, it has some cost associated with it, but it really is minimal. And what we've found a lot of success doing, I mean, we go through businesses. We've been working with businesses all over the state to say, come in and sponsor a team. And then Special Olympics has matching grants that they get you uniforms, they get you equipment, they get you coaches stipends, like that's all included in these costs. And it really is, I mean, it's the return on investment is just unbelievable. And where we found a lot of success in helping with funding is through our education foundations.
Okay.
And many districts have them, I would say most. A lot of our rural schools don't, or our rural districts are really smaller districts. So there, it's as easy as, you know, finding the local grocery store and saying, you know, we need $2,500. Come participate. Come look. Yeah, come see what it is. And I promise you, they'll just hand over their money. And you know, just a place like the local grocery store could say $2,500 per team, per season. That's so little.
Yeah.
But it does, you know, and then you work with the district on transportation. One thing that we've worked really hard in lately is working on getting those rural schools participating. So in places in the state where, you know, you have some rural schools that could really compete with each other, even if it's not your traditional USHAA regions or whatever. I mean, so for instance, we went to Sampi County, where I'm from, and we went to North Sampi and Manti and Juab and Richfield. And we said, if you all start your teams, and then you can play each other. And then the travel isn't so great. And so we start to use that. But, you know, you go to these schools and say, look, like you said, this should be part of it should be your girls basketball, your boys basketball, and your unified basketball. That should be part, that's just part of your teams that you have in your school, and it should be built into your travel budget. It should be built in because those kids deserve that opportunity.
Yeah, I actually didn't know this. We had a school that wasn't participating, and I mandated it.
Perfect. Yeah, we love that. We love that when it comes from the top.
And then I heard rumors that they weren't doing it, and I'm like, wait a second. And then I found out they were. So they're okay. So, yeah, so we're all right. Well, Abby and Charlie, thank you both. Hats off to both of you for just taking time out of your life to give back to some of the students and parents who need it the most. And I agree with you, Abby. You said all you got to do is if you need some help, just take somebody there and they're hooked, you know. So if any school or any parent says, is this right for me? Is this right for my special needs student? Come to an event and watch, because you'll learn instantly. Yeah, that's something great. Yep. So thank you both.
Thank you.
For
thank you.
Joining us. Thank all of you for listening to us. Another episode here. And be sure to like and subscribe to our podcast. And remember to elevate yourself by elevating others.